and we can sift the truth, the true from the false, and that is a gift that is accompanying the gift of revelation and of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ until the day of resurrection. And again, it is an exclusive gift to this ummah. And this is what the isnad is. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever participates in the preservation of that gift, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that credit, and although He does not need us, and He can preserve it without us, for sure, but He gave us the credit and the participation and the reward of serving this message by preserving it faithfully, hearing it, memorizing it, preserving it, and passing it on just as we heard it, for the benefit of those who understand, just like we may understand, or they might understand even better than us. Look, for example, at the four imams, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us of intellectual gifts and of superlative piety, so that they preserved what they had heard and understood it and explained it and codified it and schooled it and disciplined it for the benefit of succeeding generations in a way that perhaps the previous generation, the one that was previous to them, had not been able to do, or if they had done it, they did it, but it was not preserved in the way that their four schools were preserved. Although Ibn al-Mubarak was a school also, Layth ibn Sa'd was a school, Al-Tabari was a school, Al-Awza'i, and who can tell you about Al-Awza'i, was a school. But theirs were not preserved, whereas the four schools, the four imams were. And that was the qadar and qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the benefit of this ummah, for a hikmah that He knows best, and for which we are thankful, alhamdulillah, and whose fruit we see, and inshallah succeeding generations will see until the time that al-Mahdi comes. And at that time they said that he will be a mujtahid mutlaq and one of the mujaddid imams of this ummah, who will once and for all renew the matter of this deen, the way that the Prophet ﷺ had predicted that it shall be every 100 years. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make prompt that time for the benefit of this ummah and deliver it from the burdens that it is heaving and suffering from in this time that we are witnessing, in these dark times that some of the awliya are called a second jahiliyyah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able over all things, and the last word belongs to Him, and it is to the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, with or without us, but we pray that He give us the credit and the benefit of helping and serving in this cause in any way that He subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for us. And as for the students of knowledge, that is the way of seeking knowledge and obtaining it through the proper channels, the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us through those two fundamental hadiths. The first one being Naddarallahu imra'an, the one that I just read to you, may Allah brighten and make prosper the person who hears and conveys. And the second hadith being Man qala alayya ma lam aqul falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar. Whoever says, attributing to me something I never said, then let them be assured of their seat in hellfire. So he's saying, Allahu Akbar. He's saying, convey what you hear faithfully, and you will receive immense reward here and hereafter. And on the other hand, if you claim to say something that I never said, or attribute to me something that I never said, then a dire punishment awaits you. And both of those hadiths, mashallah, were related by so many companions that they are both among the mass transmitted hadiths. Yani the hadiths that are transmitted by a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, or four dozen or more companions, up to 70, up to 100, more than 100 in the case of the second hadith, mashallah. As if, and they are both about the chain of transmission. And they are both of primary importance to the students of hadith and to the ulama. So that is the way of the ulama, the way of truthfulness and the way of meticulousness. They call those two aspects adl and dabt. Uprightness, yani moral uprightness and honesty on the one hand, but it's not enough to be morally upright and honest. You also have to know what you are doing, and you have to be meticulous, dabt, accuracy and meticulousness. And those who acquire or who have those two qualities are thiqa, utterly trustworthy, and it is through them that was transmitted the mother books of Islam, especially what we call the Sahihain, the two Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, through such chains of transmissions as are as clear as the sun, because as the Imams of Hadith said, they transmitted nothing except they knew by whom, who he was, his father, his place of residence, his moral character, his accuracy, and from whom he heard it, and to whom he transmitted it, at what time of history, after what travels, and where he studied, and so forth. All this scientifically recorded so that we know what we are transmitting and we know what we are learning and teaching. Why? Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this matter that we are talking about is deen, so let everyone knows from whom they take their deen. And hence we have to know, as Ibn al-Mubarak said radiallahu anhu, al-isnadu, yani the chain of transmission, min ad-deen, is part of the religion. Walawla al-isnadu, and were it not for the isnad, laqala man sha'a ma sha'a. Were it not for the chain of transmission, whoever wishes to say whatever they wish to say would have said it. Yani they would have, it would have been a kind of salad where we do not know where the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins or where it ends and where the interference of other than the word of Allah is, just like in other scriptures that came before and were interpolated, corrupted, altered, abbreviated, added to, and so forth, and translated, and finally cancelled by both in their meaning and in their wording, because they were corrupted. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, do not look at that anymore. Even if you have knowledge of it, it is no longer of your concern and it is no longer relevant. And they are abrogated scriptures. Whereas the Holy Quran is preserved until the end of time. And how is it preserved? It is preserved through the chain of transmission. And so that is the human means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in no need of it, chose to preserve his book through. And the same with the hadith, at of course a different level of strength and a different level of intensity in the accuracy of the wording and the multitude of the paths and chains of transmission, but nevertheless it is essentially the same process. So whoever participates in that is participating in the hifz of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what a great honor, alhamdulillah, for that.